You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Welcome to All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Brian McFadden, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Man, the name says it all. If you're rocking with us, make sure you leave a five-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And now you can leave us a five-star rating on Spotify as well. Or if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can get alert of all our great content right away. Now, let's get to our show. Yeah. The season is over for the Minnesota Vikings, but we still will provide you with our school check-in. Pat P, I don't know if you've heard some of these rumors circulating with the Minnesota Vikings. The Deshaun Watson Minnesota Vikings rumors. Reports coming from Jordan Schultz, a good friend of the show as well. He watches us consistently. He's chimed into a lot of the things we've been doing. He came out and basically said the Vikings are a sleeper team to acquire Deshaun, and that Deshaun would be willing to, he would be willing to waive his no trade clause for a deal to Minnesota. A lot would have to happen for that to happen. Yeah. But hearing what Jordan is throwing out, you know, do you think that's realistic?
You know, I don't know. I don't really know what the, you know, what the, if there'll be quarterback for quarterback, you know, if they, because it's a big age, you know, difference there. So, you know, they probably will want, you know, a little bit more, just not quarterback for quarterback. But, you know, I think if the, if the price is right, that's something that could happen. You know, all teams are, you know, especially when you're having a new head coach and a new GM, you can expect a lot of changes, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So, if a deal is something that makes sense and both sides think they can win, you know, I can see that something being possible.
Yeah. I mean, right now in the National Football League, it's almost like anything you gotta expect the unexpected.
No doubt
about it. And before that could become a reality, number one, you got to go out and sign a GM and a head coach. And currently, right. The Vikings are still trying to solidify those two openings. We're hearing that Ryan Poles, the Chiefs executive VP of player personnel, he looks like he could have the inside track to get the GM job. And then when it comes to head coaching opportunity, Todd Bowles, Bowlesy, as you call him, they just requested a second interview. I don't know if you heard this information, Pat P, with your former coach, former defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles. Other names that are clearly in the running, Jonathan Gannon, Nathaniel Hackett, Kellen Moore, Raheem Morris, Dan Quinn, D'Amico Ryans, Kevin O'Connell. But Bowlesy is getting a second interview.
He's the first one to get the second interview?
I think so.
Mm.
Well, regardless, that's a good sign.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I know you spoke extremely high on Todd Bowles. And according to reports, you know, he's getting a second interview with the organization. Man, hearing that and knowing how familiar you are with Todd Bowles, man, how does that make you feel?
Man, that's big, man. I would love to see Coach Bowles get another opportunity. I know he will, because he's been on a, you know, quite the circuit over the last, you know, couple weeks. There's a lot of jobs, opportunities open. So wherever it may be, you know, mm-hmm. I would be extremely excited for him to see him get his opportunity, another crack at it, because I do think he's a brilliant football mind. I do think he understands and know how to put guys in certain situations and how to explore their talents. I think he's a great teacher,
yeah,
a great motivator, all those great qualities that a good head coach needs to have. I think he has those. So it's going to be intriguing to see where he lands in the next week or so, because you got to expect one of these jobs going to take a coach within the next week. So
no question.
And that's when pretty much when the pecking order is going to fall.
Yeah, the first domino and then everything else follows.
Exactly. So once that first head coach is hired, then we'll start to see, you know, all these other jobs start to get filled.
As an individual, granted, you're a free agent, but if they are able to land a guy like Todd Bowles as a head coach, how excited would you be to want to potentially play for him again?
Oh, man, I would love to. Like, you know, it's nothing like playing with, you know, people and a system and things that you're familiar with, understand how you want to move and, you know, move in certain situations, calls you want to make, you know, different the techniques that they want to use, especially in the secondary part of the defense, you know, that makes your job that much easier. So, you know, if he's able to get a job here and, you know, that makes me that much more want to stay here because, like I said, I always talk about in all our shows, I love the city, love the organization, I love the atmosphere, I love the fans, I love the facilities, everything is A1. So I would love to, you know, continue to keep that thing rolling. But, you know, obviously we got to see, you know, what direction the organization is going to go in as far as the GM and the head coach.
Yep. Only time would tell. But good news for Todd Bowles if those reports are accurate that he will be getting a second interview with the organization. So we have to wait and see.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Now it's time to tap into Around the League. And man, I can tell you this much. Boy, the NFL wins again. I know some people prefer college football. Some people prefer NFL football. I just love football in totality. But this past weekend, the divisional round was nothing but spectacular. All four divisional games were won on walk-off plays. Cincy, Evan McPherson, walk-off 52-yard game-winning field goal to beat the Titans. Robbie Gould, 45-yard game-winning field goal to beat the Packers. Matt Gay, 30-yard game-winning field goal to beat the Buccaneers. Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, 8-yard reception, touchdown, and overtime to beat the Buffalo Bills. Let's highlight the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills ball game. Was that the craziest, most entertaining game you've ever seen, Pat Pete?
Man, and the crazy thing about it, I only saw those 13 seconds.
you say, and those 13 seconds was basically a summary of what the freak happened.
No, actually, I'm lying. It was the last because I saw the drive when Buffalo scored to go up. And okay. Then I saw the last two drives of the game. Then I watched obviously the full overtime because I was doing something with my girl. I think I was, you know, getting ready for the, you know, week of school, make sure it was up on her spelling words and all that stuff. So yeah, I was occupied. And then when I ended up looking at the score, I was like, oh, okay. This might be a little interesting because like I said, the Chiefs was up first, but I saw the Bills driving. Then they end up driving. I was like, oh man, the Bills finally might have done it. Whoa. How my boy Lee Corso used to say, whoa, not so fast. Not so fast. And Patty Mahomes went and Pat Mahomes boy went down there and did his thing, got them boys in field goal range. And when they got the ball, I said, yep, it's over. All the momentum was on their side. And they went down there, Chiefs back in the AFC Championship.
Pat P, crazy stat for you, and I know you're not aware of this, and some of our listeners and viewers might not be aware of this as well. Do you realize Pat Mahomes threw for 177 yards after the 2-minute warning? Mm. How is that even possible? Think about that. 2 minute warning, meaning you only got 2 minutes left in the ball game. He threw for 177.
Yeah, think about this. That was just like last week. He threw 5 touchdowns in 9 minutes. Oh, however much that was.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And that Tyreek Hill touchdown, when he, you know, scored a 65 yarder, it was supposed to be a taunting penalty because he hit with he did the peace sign. The referees missed that call.
You know
the taunting rules and how
it changed.
How aggressive they've been in calling, but they missed that call. But game going to overtime, we know how it ended. Are you okay with the overtime rules? A lot of people are complaining about the offense should get an opportunity to get a possession, even if the team scores.
I mean, how many times we gonna change the dang on rule, man?
Exactly.
I like it the way it is. You know, if you don't go down and score, both teams get an opportunity to have a crack at it. Mm-hmm. Then if you run out of time, what you tied, you get it. What is it? It's another overtime in playoff. Yeah, I like that.
I'm okay with it too, because they did change the rule. Now the first time
they changed
whoever scored,
they changed it for Kansas City and the Patriots.
Yeah. So now it's like if the offense gets on the field first, you got to do just hold them to a field goal. Right. Your team, your guys get a shot.
Yep.
I'm okay with it too. I'm right there with you, Pat P. Mm-hmm. But the summary of that game, man, it was unbelievable, man. Two elite quarterbacks going toe to toe. Last question regarding this matchup. If you're building a team right now, you need a quarterback. Who are you taking? Not knowing what the rest of your offense is going to look like. You taking Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen?
Patty Mahomes.
Okay. Mahomes. Pat Mahomes boy.
I'm thinking Mahomes boy.
Hey. Okay, let's transition to the NFC. The Rams, 30-27. I don't know if you know the stat of this ball game, but the Rams were up 27-3.
Yeah, I did. I didn't watch this game either. I was watching it on my following it on my app.
Yeah. Well, they were up 27-3, and turnovers paved the way for Captain Tom Brady, Captain America, to push for a last, you know, effort at it. But didn't happen, man. And there was a lot of blown coverages on both sides. Well, not both sides, primarily speaking with Tampa. And Pat P, you know how it is. Anytime you call an all-out blitz, you hoping for the blitz to get there. But oddly enough, Antoine Winfield Jr. was caught in no man's land. Cooper Kupp ran by him. I don't know if you actually saw that play or not, but they call an all-out blitz. Someone didn't blitz. Winfield looking in the back of the backfield, and Cooper Kupp is striking.
Yeah.
Yes. He's striking and led to a game-winning Matt Gates field goal. But just in that situation, have you ever been in that situation when someone don't blitz and you kind of covering a little longer than what you anticipate covering?
Not that I can remember. They might have took the wrong path, but I don't remember if nobody didn't blitz.
I can tell you what I've experienced a lot. All out blitz and the container loses contain.
Yeah, they missed the pill. The pill.
And the quarterback breaks containment. Now he buys more time.
The biggest one for me is the pillar, though. When you call that zero peel, and you got the ends got a peel with the running back. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, because you know them ends ain't used to being in coverage.
Oh, I hate that one, man.
You like, oh, shoot. Boy, somebody going to be open.
Somebody going to be open.
No question. I hate that peel. Just go.
Because for me, that makes the rush more hesitant. Like he's looking at the running back versus beelining to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Let guys cover.
But that was an unbelievable game, man. And the Rams' last drive was fumble, punt, fumble, missed field goal, punt, fumble, made field goal. Tom Brady under pressure. He struggled, but he fought back. And because of that loss, the Rams advanced to the NFC Championship game against the 49ers. And talking to 49ers, took care of business. Lambeau Field, 13-10 against Green Bay. Why do you think the Packers struggle in postseason play? And for some reason, they can't beat the Rams. I mean,
the 49ers. I think what it is, as crazy as this may sound, they can't take no week off, man. They got to play every week in the playoff.
Yeah, you know what, Pat P? You might have said something just then.
I'm telling you, man, because having that first week off, a lot of people may notice, you're getting rest up, but at the same time, I won't necessarily say you're getting out of your groove.
But you kind of getting out because the Titans lost as well.
So – The Packers are a good team. They're a really good team. It just I think they need to play throughout the playoffs. Maybe try that route. Play, get a wild card. damn the number one seed, man. Hell, they ain't work out for us the last three times.
No question. And then when you don't play anyway, you don't get a check. So you might as well just go ahead and play. Exactly, let's just get in the playoffs. Forget the one seed.
Let's get in the playoffs, man.
49ers. And think about this. The 49ers you utilized that last game as a momentum builder for them going into the postseason.
Yeah.
And they've been hot ever since. So
I told you, I said, that's the hottest team right now in the playoffs.
You did. You did.
That's the hottest team right now in the playoffs.
So the final game.
So I'm picking to win, by the way.
Oh, you what?
Yeah, I'm going to beat you to the punch.
You picking who to win?
49ers.
Well, let's go to picks then. And so before we get to our picks, real quick. Two outstanding Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yep.
Which one do you think will return? It could be both. Could be one or the other. It could be neither. But do you think both players will return to their same team this year?
Green Bay, Aaron will not be in Green Bay. And it depends on what Tampa is able to salvage with their team. Because obviously we know Tom is not going to be a part of no rebuilding stage. No. You know, his team has to be competitive and stacked and championship ready for him to come back. Mm-hmm. So I think obviously the obvious answer will be, you know, I think yes. You know, I think I can see him coming back. But at the same time, a lot of moving pieces happened in the offseason. They had everybody come back last year. I think that was what was most appealing to him to come back and do it again. So I think what the front office is going to be able to do, like we talked about this with Aronde, you know, what they're going to be able to do with their roster is going to be key to make it, you know, feasible to try to keep Tom. But my initial answer, no to Aaron, and possible for Tom.
I can tell you this much, for the very first time, we're hearing Tom Brady say he has to think about it. So that means he's thinking about walking away. Any other time, you know, he's kind of dialed in. He's kind of letting you know, I'm still ready to play.
Right.
Right. And I think he's always stated 45 was the magical number for him. I don't know when his birthday is, but clearly he's 44 right now, if I'm not mistaken. So hearing him say that, you're right. I think if they can entice him with a solidified roster once again, like, yo, everyone is buying in. We can get Chris Godwin back, add a piece here or there. Defensively, you know what we have intact. And Bruce Arians is coming back. Now you may lose some coaches. You might lose B-Left, might lose Byron Leftwich, might lose Todd Bowles. But
he's losing both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have new DCs next year.
Yeah, so he turns 45 in August.
Which I hope my boy Foot can get one of these three jobs.
Yeah, Foot's going to get a job.
He's going to have three opportunities for him.
I think Foot, you know, one of those individuals leave, Foot probably leave and probably become a defensive coordinator. So shout out to
Larry. I would love to see that as well.
No doubt, no doubt. But I'm right there with you. I think if they can entice him with a nice roster, that's because, you know, Mike Evans is going to be back. I don't know what's going to happen with Leonard Fournette, but offensive line wise, they'll be back. Chris Godwin, you franchised him last year. You're going to have to try to find a way to get him back.
You got to get him paid.
That's important. The pass catches for him is important. So I'm right there with you. Yep. So now it's time to transition to our picks. Right. So playoff picks update. Divisional round, Pat P with his picks was 3-1. His overall record in the playoffs is 6-4. I was also 3-1 in divisional rounds. My overall record is 4-5. I'm below 500. It's piss poor. I don't like it. So AFC championship game, Cincinnati on the road, took care of Tennessee last week. They're traveling to Kansas City this week. Who you got?
Man, you already know who I'm going with, man.
You going with Cincinnati?
Yeah, man, I knew I said I started a franchise no matter who I got with my Patty Mahomes boys.
Yes, you but said that.
Cool Joe Burrow, I'm telling you, man, he big time. He big time. He been big time ever since he stepped on the college stage and is carrying on with him. And the team, the city, everybody's buying in with it. Cool Joe Burrow. I saw Joe Nix the other day smoking a cigar. Yeah, I'm a grandpa saying my papa
a cigar.
I saw that boy smoking a cigar
with some shades on. He had some shades on, some tinted shades.
After TV, man, we ain't seen that since the '80s, bro.
I think he's being biased because he went to LSU. But carry on.
man, but do you see the swag they playing with, though? That's a different Cincinnati team. It's a different Cincinnati organization. They ain't the same old Cincinnati Bengals that they used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
Them boys playing with some swag and with some fire right now. I'm going to go with the upset Bengals. I can't tell you the score because that don't matter to me. If you win,
you just want
to
win.
Yeah, if you win, you win. I'm going to go with the Bengals. And the keys to victory for me is going to be special teams because we know both offenses are going to play big. It's going to come down to special teams play. And whatever special team is able to make the big play is going to win.
All right. So you're taking Cincy. So with me, when it comes to my picks, I'm going to add gambling to it. So
as always,
Cincinnati getting 7 points. That's a huge number. That's a lot of points. Oh, by the way, Pat P, my parlay last week, I was 3-1. The Tennessee Titans lost it for me. But because I'm such a consistent guy when it comes to gambling, I did hit 2 parlays last week. I hit a 3-teamer with the under in Green Bay. I took Buffalo. I took the over in Kansas City and Buffalo game, and I took the Rams. Then I did another 2-teamer with the under in Green Bay and the Rams. So I hit those 2 parlays. So this week right here, the over-under is 54.5. Kansas City laying 7. Boy, that's a large number. What they trying to do?
Hey, man, it's like Baccarat. You got to follow the patterns, man. Home, away teams been winning. That's all I'm saying.
Buffalo is a road team. They lost.
Yeah, that was the only one that broke the cycle. But other than that, the away teams, Matt, it be like that sometimes. You just got to follow the wave.
So that's what I'm going to do. Boy, I think I'm going to take the total. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. I'm taking under in 54.5.
Nah, Mac. They going over that, dog.
This is why I'm taking the under. Wow. If you look at the first meeting between Cincinnati and Kansas City, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase benefited from splash plays.
Yeah.
Big play after big play. And I know Kansas City Chiefs defense was bad.
What just happened last night on Kansas City defense?
But you also know this, though, Pat. You notice when a team plays bad the week before, especially a certain unit of that ball club, they emphasize a little thing.
Yeah, sure.
They're not going to play as bad.
Oh, yeah.
And all you got to do is keep everything in front of you. Because one thing that we know, Cincinnati offensive line is atrocious. they gave up 9 sacks last week. 9. You can't give up 9 sacks and think you're going to beat Kansas City on the road.
I agree.
So,
but like you said, what just killed them last week, they going to find a way to fix it this week.
But my rebuttal to that, Cincinnati offensive line has been bad the whole year. They've allowed the most sacks out of every team. So you got to just trust that they've been bad. Joe Burrow been sacked 51 times in the regular season.
That got to be the most.
It is the most. I don't know the most ever.
That's what I'm talking about.
So to go back to what you're saying, they don't ever have no bounce back. They've just been bad the whole year. And that tells you how good Joe Burrow has been anyway. He's still been getting sacked.
Ooh, Joe Burrow, man.
So I'm gonna take the under in that game. Pat P is taking Cincinnati straight up, of course. But I'm taking the under. The next game, 49ers at the Rams. The Rams. Who you like? San Francisco.
Yes, sir. San Francisco, man, their defense playing unbelievable. I mean, I'm telling you, they the hottest from since week. And you know about this, Matt, when you go into that playoff hot. And since week 13, them boys is unbeatable, man. I don't think they lost a game since week 13.
And think about this, Pat. The reason why San Francisco is in the playoffs is because they beat the Rams the final week of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, that will come back and haunt the Rams if the team you allow to get in the playoffs, because remember the Rams had them down 17-0 and they fought back.
Let's go back and let's visit this real quick. What was Aaron Rodgers' record against 49ers?
0-5 or 0-something? 0-4.
What's the Rams' record against the 49ers?
Shoot. I think they lost the last 6 games against San Francisco. They 0-4.
Hello.
So you're taking 49ers. What's your keys to victory?
Oh, run the ball downhill. Control the clock. Because we know your defense is going to be strong. Defense don't give up many splash plays. They're going to harass harass the quarterback. So they're going to force the Rams to play solid, like sound free football on offense. And you know you cannot force you can't turn the ball over with them because hell, you don't know when you're going to see the ball again.
Hey, the way they play football, man, they go in the bathroom and fight. We don't need the room.
Where we at? We right here in the stall, right here.
You can't even move, boy. You just got to sit there and fight. That's what San Francisco want to do. And get this, San Francisco, last time they played in L.A., it was like a home game for San Francisco.
Yeah, I saw that. They said he only selling the tickets to the greater area of L.A.
Bad. I'm right there with you. I'm taking San Francisco getting 3.5.
Yeah.
They're
going to win the game.
They money line. So it's just something about, like you said, man, some teams just struggle against other teams.
Yeah.
And San Francisco know what man, it takes. Listen.
Kyle Shanahan's like, he's like the dang on Nick Saban of the NFL. All the guys he coached with, they can't beat him.
Yeah. You're right about that. Hey, I know this much. I don't know how championship weekend can top divisional weekend. Because what we saw this past weekend, it's going to be tough. But I'm excited.
Every round has gotten better and better.
Yeah, you know, right.
Wild card, right. except for a couple games, a couple games out of hand. But other than that, it's been good games every single round.
No question. The NFL stay winning.
Yeah.
Monday night game, the NFL stay winning.
Man, they're going to add another team soon.
Oh, hands down. Because they just added the extra. And look how good it's been. So you already know what they're thinking. What if we add one more?
More.
And then we have two Monday night games.
Right. Hello.
It's coming. Hey, man, you get what you pay for. But okay, so Pat P is taking Cincinnati, and I'm taking the under in that game. We both taking San Francisco, but I'm gonna put together a two-team parlay. So I'm gonna take Kansas City under the team total. I'm taking San Francisco again. I might do money line too. I gotta see what the odds is. Do money line. But we're going to see. I'm excited for another weekend of great football NFL Sunday, Championship Sunday. Let's see who take it on.
Well, that's all, folks. Thanks again for listening and watching. We'll be back again Thursday where you can expect all things to be covered.
Peace.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.